How to add notes on patterns, blessings, roles, and opportunities. After drawing the basic family formation map, the next step is adding simple notes. These notes help the person see patterns, blessings, roles, missing models, and opportunities for faithful growth. Keep the notes short. This is not a journal, a therapy record, or a family investigation file. It is a conversation map. You might write one or two words near a person's name, such as prayer, anger, hospitality, quiet, work ethic, addiction struggle, leader, fearful, generous, critical, faithful, or emotionally distant. You may also add notes across a family line. For example, conflict avoided, strong women, men emotionally absent, church involvement, financial instability, military service, family meals, divorce pattern, no apology model, or deep loyalty. These notes should be respectful. They should describe patterns without turning people into labels. There are four kinds of notes that are especially useful. First, note painful patterns. These may include anger, silence, criticism, abandonment, addiction, fear, control, instability, shame, secrecy, or emotional distance. Name these carefully without exaggeration. Second, note blessings and traces of grace. These may include prayer, courage, hospitality, generosity, craftsmanship, perseverance, service, laughter, faithfulness, or peacemaking. Many people forget the good when pain has been loud. Help them look for grace without denying harm. Third, note family roles. A person may have been the caretaker, achiever, peacemaker, rebel, invisible one, responsible child, family clown, protector, or fixer. These roles may have helped them survive, but they may not define who they are in Christ. Fourth, note opportunities. This is where the map becomes hopeful. Ask, what was missing that you may now need to learn? Maybe no one modeled apology, calm leadership, healthy marriage, prayer at home, education, financial wisdom, emotional honesty, or ministry courage. A missing model is not a missing capacity. It may be an invitation to receive mentoring, practice new habits, and become a first-generation blessing builder. As you add notes, keep asking permission. Would you like to write that down? Does that word feel accurate? Would you prefer a different phrase? Should we leave that off for now? Those questions matter. The person should not feel overruled by your interpretation. A good ministry genogram does not trap someone in the past. It helps them see what to interrupt, what to reclaim, and what to begin. Family formation is real, but Christ is still forming new life.